Lucid and BMW just pushed hands-free driving to existing cars over the air this week. No new hardware, just a software update, and suddenly your customer's driving a different vehicle than the one you calibrated 6 months ago. Here's the thing. Every one of those OTA updates can change the calibration requirements. Not might, can. And the carriers already know it. They're starting to deny claims by asking for OEM-cited compliance documentation that most shops can't produce because nobody told them the goalposts moved. There's a bill moving right now, the ADAS Functionality and Integrity Act, that's trying to get standards locked in before this gets completely out of hand. Good, but that's a slow process, and the OTA updates are happening right now. So what does this mean Monday morning? If a customer comes in and their vehicle has had a recent software update, you need to treat it like a different car. Pull the current OEM procedure, not the one your estimator bookmarked in February. Requirements change with firmware versions. That gap between the old procedure and the current one is exactly where carriers are hiding their denials. And look, I'll say it plainly. The insurers aren't confused about this. They're counting on you being confused about this. Don't give them the opening. Check the build date, check for recent OTA history if you can pull it, and document against the current OEM spec every single time. That's your protection. Hot take to close. The car got a software update. Your repair process better have one too.